We end up Chavzayin Amid Aleph, the last four words. Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, En Yoitzin Misuke Lesuke, En Oisin Suke Bechole Shalmoyet. Let us see Rashi, En Yoitzin Misuke Lesuke, Lechel Bezu, Velishin Bezu. The person wants to be Mekayim a Chalik of the Mitzvah Yeshiva in one Suke, and another chalik and another sukkah. Oy, hayoyim bezu umocha bezu. He wants mekayim the whole mitzvah yeshiva one day in one sukkah and another day in another sukkah. So you're not yoytze. Vein oysen sukkah, so that is in the oifen hadire. The oifen hadire has to be a dire shel shiva sayomim. That has to be in one sukkah to live there 7 days. Ben oisin suke b'chaylei shalmoyit. Ben oisin suke b'chaylei shalmoyit. Mi shalo yoshav b'suke yontev harishin. So memele, so by making a suke in chalamoyit, he's sitting in a suke that will not be for 7 days. We'll see, Rabbi Leza holds you need a suke shal shiva shalmoyit. V'chachomim ha'imrim yaitzim misuke l'suke. There's no problem. One could go out from one sukkah to another sukkah. You might have a chalik of the mitzvah on one sukkah and another chalik of the other sukkah. But oisin sukkah b'chayle shalmoy. Even though it will not be for 7 days. V'shovin, shim nofla, if the sukkah fell down, shechayzer, that means he had sat already in the sukkah from yomtev, and now it fell down, shechayzer ubayne b'chayle shalmoy. He can build it back in chayle shalmoy. My time, the Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara asks, what is the reason of Rabbi Elazar? Omar kro chaga suke istase locho shivas yomim, asay suke oruye le shive. Shmeika suke, a 7 day suke. Rabbonon hochi koma rachmona asay chuke bechak. The posuk says shmeika suke bechak. Now it's very unclear what Rabbi Lazar says. You need a sukkah shal shiva. I say sukkah haruya l'shiva. Rabbanon hochi kami rachmona say sukkah bechak. Before we see Rashi, let us just refresh our memories. Let us see a Gemara daf tes amid aleph, and then there's a Rishash which is. And Aftesa Madalef, which explains that Gemara and our Gemara. The Gemara in the middle of the Amid says that Beis Shammai holds that you have to make a sukkah l'shem chag. So the Gemara in the middle of the Amid says, Mai tamayu de Beis Shammai, ksiv koachine chag asukis tasalacho shivas yomim. So in this pasuk he learns out, sukkah asuya l'shem chag be'inen. So Beis Shammai learns the pasuk backwards. Tasa lecha sukkis chag, you should make the sukkah l'shem chag. Ubeis Hillel, and what does Beis Hillel do with this pasuk? So the Shash explains that Beis Hillel also holds that you should be mesaris the pasuk and learn it backwards. Tasa lecha sukkis, so it should be l'chag. You're permitted to make a sukkah in chalamoyit. So what is pshat? That we have a machlokes beishami beisilu. How do you darshan tasa lecha sukkis lichag or bichag? So beishami darshan's lichag, l'shem chag you should make it. And beisilu say you should make us, you're permitted to make a sukkah bichag. Ubei Shammai, Svirulu Kirabi Leza, the Omar in Oisin Suke Bechoyle Shalmoye, that Bei Shammai holds like Rabbi Elazar, that you don't make a Suke Mechoyle Shalmoye, because either a Suke Shal Shive. So Memele Bei Shammai cannot darshan Bechag, because he holds you're not permitted to make in the middle of the Chag a Suke, because not a Suke Shal Shive Shalmin. Ubei Silu, So now we'll understand. So the Rishash explains as follows. The Rishash and Daftes explains that everyone darshans the first half of the Pasuk, Memes and the Ritva, and Afchav Zayin and Medalov also explains the Gemara. Kmad like the Rishash. That there are two drashas from this Pasuk. First, the first half of the Pasuk, we're Mesaras the Pasuk, to learn backwards. Tasu Lucho Asukis, either Lichag, Lishem Chag, according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Eliezer, we'll see, or Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel says that Chag Asukis, the Tasu Lucho Asukis, Bichag. You're permitted to make a sukkah in the middle of Chalamoid, even though it is not a sukkah l'shiva. Now, it says further in the Pasuk, now let's learn the Pasuk straight. The Pasuk we darshan straight also. Hasukkah is tasa l'cho shivas yomim. You should make the sukkah shivas yomim. Now, according to Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer, that they don't have a Pasuk, you're permitted to make a sukkah in Chalamoid, so they darshan the Pasuk kipshutoi. Sukkah stasa l'cho shivas yomim, we need a sukkah shel shivas yomim, a 7-day sukkah. That means you shouldn't go from one sukkah to another sukkah. That means you're not permitted to make a sukkah in Chol HaMoed because it's not a 7-day sukkah. That is how they darshan. According to Beis Hillel, according to the Chachomim, that they darshan chag sukkah stasa l'cho sukkah b'chag, you're permitted to make a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed, so it seems that you do not need a sukkah for 7 days, because when you make it in Chol HaMoed, it's not a 7-day sukkah. So they'll darshan, sukkah stasa l'cho shiva shomim, that means it should be roi l'shiva, it should be able to stand for 7 days, that's it's a din in the chayzik sukkah, or you're not allowed to make a sukkah on top of a on top of an Elon, on top of a behemoth, because it's not roi l'shiva. So there's different halachas, but they don't, it matters how you darshan the chag sukkah is tassel, or the first half of the posik, and however you darshan the first half, that's how you darshan the second half. So now let us go back to our Gemara. This is the Gemara and Daf Test. Now let us go back to our Gemara. Now our Gemara will be kolayinly nine. So let us go back. My time is the Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara brings the drosh of Rabbi Eliezer as the Sefer Dikra. My time is the Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, my Kroch, Hagasuk is Tassel Lachosh Yves Yomim. It says, he says the second half of the Pasuk, you should make a sukkah, a 7-day sukkah, a sukkah which will be lived in for 7 days. Therefore, that means you can't make it in Chol HaMoed. And number one, and you have to make sure that your sukkah will be used for 7 days. I say sukkah aruya l'shiva. The rabbon and hachi komachmon I say sukkah b'chag. The pasuk says you're allowed to make a sukkah in Chol HaMoed. You can't darshan the way you're darshaning. So kochach sukkah aruya l'shiva means something else. Now let us see Rashi. Now we'll see another something else in Rashi. Benaisen sukkah b'chelu shemayit mishlo yosher b'sukkah yontev horishin, so memele, so then the sukkah will not be a 7-day sukkah. Asay sukkah l'shem chag. So here Rashi brings down in Rabbi Eliezer, b'shamayis droshe, because it has to be like this. Asay sukkah l'shem chag. And Lulli the Mistafina had ever vav here, v'shal shivas hayomim. That's the second half of the posik. And it should be a sukkah of 7 days. It should be a dira of 7 days, a sukkah of 7 days. Shamet me no, the ain oisin sukkah b'chayle shal moyit. The ain o l'shivet. V'shamini me no, the ain yoitzi me sukkah l'sukkah. The imkain lav sukkah l'shivu. It's not a sukkah for 7 days. It should be one sukkah for 7 days. Zokta gemara weiter. B'shavit, but they both agree, even though Rabbi Eliezer holds, one is not permitted to build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed for the first time, because it's not a sukkah shel shivas yomim. B'shavit, but they both agree, she'im naflo, that if he had built a sukkah before yonte, and that sukkah fell, he'choyze obayna oisei b'choyle shel moed, he's permitted to rebuild it in Chol HaMoed. Pshite,
Like the Gemara, Mao de Tema Ay Achiti, this is a different sukkah. Ve'ein el Shiva, this is not a sukkah for 7 days. Gamash Malon, but it is good. Now, before we see Rashi, let us see Taisus. Mao de Tema, given the Noflo, since the previous sukkah fell down, Achiti, so this is a different sukkah. Yesh Sforim Shekosov Behem, Kamash Malon, doesn't stop at the Kamash Malon. Kivin, the bidido ka'ovid, since he's making it with the same materials. Kivin the do ka'ovid, so it's the same sukkah. Mashme lefi sheboina oisa ba'oison eitzim. So it is only good, according to Rabbi Lezer, if you rebuild the previous sukkah with the previous materials. So I would also think that this is maybe called a different sukkah, maybe it's called it. There's Kamash Malon, that this is considered the same sukkah. But according to this Gilsa, if you'll build a different sukkah, it won't help. Now let us see Rashi. Pshite do sukkahs shivehi, Mao de Taima Hai Achitehi Ve Aine Le Shiva Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon. So now it seems Rashi, number one, Rashi wasn't Goyris, Kivan is a Gilsa, Kivan the Bideka Ovid. Rashi has to explain it. Kamash Malon Hoyul Vyoshiva Beyonte. Since he was already Yoshiv Beyonte. Bizu la hashlimhi, and the whole purpose of this is not a new sukkah. This is to be goimel the rest of sukkahs. Sukkahs shiva karinim bay. So this is considered a 7 day sukkah. Shetashlumim l'rishaynu. It is a tashlumim of the first sukkah. It's not considered a new sukkah. It is considered a continuation of the first sukkah. Now, the Rishash over here wants to be medame divrei Rashi to a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah had a tzad to say as follows, that what is if a person had a behemah, it was magdash a behemah lekol. So there's a din of Baal Ta'acha, higdish, hifrish, v'loi, hikriv. It was mafresh to come, but it wasn't makrivet yet. So there's about the acher of sholish regolim. So the Gemara says, what happened if, let's say, the after two regolim became a balmum, and he was mechalol, the kedusha of this korban on a different behemoth. So now one more regol passed. So I would think, since the korban that he was mechalol, the kedusha on, is in place of this Kolben, so I would think it's a continuation of this Kolben, and after the third regel, you'd be Chai Baal Tachas. You're not Chai Baal Tachas. It's called a different Kolben. But we see that something that's coming in place of something else, it'd be a Havamina to consider it like the same. When Gabi Baal Tachas, the Moses is not considered the same. So the Rishash says that Rashi over here is saying, Rashi is Chaylik Antaisvis. Rashi holds the reason it is not considered a sukkah, a new sukkah, is not because it's the same materials. Rashi doesn't mention this. Rashi says, alam this. He already sat in yontav. Vizu lahashlami. Shatashlumim lerishayni. The tashlumim is considered a continuation of the first one. So therefore it's not considered a new sukkah. So he says Rashi is chaylik antaisus, and Rashi is saying since it's only bo b'teiras tashlumim, b'teiras gemar, it does not have a shame sukkah, there's no chesom of sukkah l'shiva. What I don't understand is, so this is alumdus. It's alumdus as a tashlumim is considered that's a continuation of the first sukkah, there's no chesom. But the pshita, I don't understand. The Gemara asked for a pshita. Pshita, the hosuk eshivi. What was the pshita? The Gemara ends up with a lomdus according to Rashi. And according to Taisav Shechnish, the pshita is this. I mean, it's like a different sukkah. It's a lomdus, it's the same materials, it's the same sukkah. But the Gemara should ask for a kasha, pshita, the hosuk eshivi. What's the pshita? It's a new sukkah. Especially according to Rashi. So I don't understand exactly what the shakla v'tarya was. The makshin held a new sukkah is pshita. And then the Talmud tells him, you know, it's a different sukkah. So what did the makshin held and what was the Talmud machadish? That I don't understand too well. Something more weiter. Anya Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Kishem Shein Odom Yoitzi Dei Chaybosoi, B'yontav Orishin Shal Chag, B'lulovoi Shal Chaveiroi. Just like a person is not Yoitzi, the mitzvah of Lulav, if it's not his, Tachsiv Ulakachtem Ulochem B'yoim Horishin Priyei Todor Kapes Tmorim Mishel Lochem. It has to belong to you. If it's Yenem, you're not Yoitzi. The sukkah has to belong to you. There's a din shaloi. Dozel is possible, shol is possible. It has to be yours. V'chachomim oimrim, af al pi sha'omrim, anodem yoitzi dechevose b'yonta barishim b'lu lo v'shol chaveh. That we agree with you, that by lulav there's a din of shaloi. But here, when is Yaitze? Tachsiv, kol ha'ezach b'Yisrael yeishvu b'sukkais, v'lamed shekol Yisrael ruim leishev b'sukka achas. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, lochem, mishel lochem, batz pailulub, lohoitzi es ha'gozu, Whereas I show, it's not Shaloi. Kola Ezrach Yeshvu. So the Rishash enlightens this Rashi, Besukas Ksiv. And that enlightens the whole Gemara. Kola Ezrach Yeshvu Besukas Ksiv. It doesn't say Kri is Besukkois, but the Ksiv is Besukas. So the Pasuk says, now we see what the Drosh is. Kola Ezrach Yeshvu Besukas Ksiv. The Mash Mesuka Achas, one Sukkah. So kol Yisrael Yeshu b'sukah achas. So how is it possible that Gans Klal Yisrael should eat in one sukkah? She Yeshu bo zeh achar zeh. That one after the other can eat there. V'efsheshi lekula. So it cannot belong to all of them. V'leimoti shove pute lechol chad. Ela al yedei sheilo. So this is a famous Rashi. Rashi says, Amira Dikesh Tiktoira. That means that the Pasuk tells us that with one sukkah, Gans Klal Yisrael could be Yaitzeh with one sukkah. So we cannot assume that this one sukkah belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael, because if it would belong to Gans Klal Yisrael, so each one would own a fraction of a pruta. They would not possess a puta's worth of bilus in the sukkah. And Rashi holds, legabi the din shaloi, that it has to be mine. In order to be considered mine, I have to possess a monetary value in the sukkah. Pachas mishava puta is not called mammon, so it's not called shaloi. That means if I own a half a put, it's not called bailus. Bailus is I possess mammon in the sukkah. Like Rishonim say, Isuriano is not shaloi. It's not shaloi because he doesn't have any mammonis. Doesn't have any mammonis in, so it's not called shaloi. So Memela, if there's no mammon of a shove prute, so it's not called shaloi. It's very interesting. The Magid Mishnah says, Tachsachmir. And that what the Rambam says, also ligzel poches mishove prute. So the Magid Mishnah says, like chotzi shir. Just like there's a din chotzi shir, you not eat a chotzi vasas chozi litztarufe. That means the chotzi shir is not also because this mitzad atzma is an achila. It's not an achila. But since it's chozi litztarufe, it can become a shir, it can become an achila. So the Torah asa the chotzi shir also. So the Torah asa the gazel poches mishove prute, even though this is not money, but it can become money. Because it's chazil struf, you'll gazel another chatzi pruta, so it'll become a gzeilish shove pruta. But al kaponim, a shove pruta does not have a shame moment on it. Less than a shove pruta does not have a shame moment. And if the Torah said that gans klal yisol could be yoitze with one sukkah, but sukkah ksiv, so al kochoch, that's a gilui that you do not need, it doesn't have to be shaloi, because no one possesses there a bailus of a shavaput. Let us see Tosfos. Kol ha'ezach b'Yisrael yeshve b'sukeis. Mashme suke achas l'chol Yisrael, sheyeshvu bo ze achas ze. V'yevshe shetehei shel kulom, it's impossible that the sukkah should belong to all of them, le'moti shove puto l'chol echot, elo yidei shayla, kach perish bekuntres. V'alchinom dochak. So, Rashi had a kasha, maybe, what's the rai, you don't have shaloi, it is shaloi. And everyone has a bailus in the sukkah. I mean, the shtik teira, pochas shove puto is not called shaloi, that's a shtik teira. V'alchinom dochak. No, the Rashi's teretz is a doichik. What is Rashi's kasha? Maybe they all possess a bailus in it. So Taisa says, the kivin d'chsiv l'cha, since it says l'cha, l'mute de shutvin mashme. V'akert, shutvim also wouldn't be good. Because l'cha means it's completely yours. K'demuchach bereishis hageis, gabi trume v'chala upeye v'tuve, d'kachoshiv osom. That since it says l'cho, it has to be yours. So we're mayit shutfis. Va'afilu esrig nami d'chsiv bei lochem loshen rabim amrinin b'yesh noichlem ha'achim shekonu esrig b'tfises habayis. That achim purchase an esrig b'tfises habayis. Tfises habayis is that's the momen ha'yerusha before chalukah. V'noitloi echad mehem v'yoytze boi im yochel ochloi ki goin de'ike esri ki yoytze boi l'chol chad v'chad yotze v'im lav lo yotze. That means that even though Tvises HaBayis is momnes that belongs to all of them, but you have to have a complete bailus in the esri. So if there's enough esrigim to go around in the Tvises HaBayis, so each one has an esri, that the yoytze. If only one will purchase a Netflix, he doesn't have a bailus to eat it, it's not his completely. The lechem mashmishe kuloi shaloi, v'loi miktsosi. So memela says, go poshis, we don't need this deichik of Rashi. Rashi had this kasha, maybe it belongs to all of them, b'shutfiz. So Rashi to say, shtik teira, that's not called belonging, since it's poshis m'sheva puta. Deichwe says, that's not an eitze. If you need lecho, so shutfiz is also no good. There's a difference. What's the difference? Ataisis means to say as follows. Lochem means solely yours. That if it says lochem. But if it says Bigdeichem could mean Shalshutfim also. The Lamed is Memayit. The Lamed means only yours. That's the difference. That's what Taisis is saying. So why does it say Loshen Rabim? Mishum Diboy Lelemichtav Ulekachtem Loshen Rabim Tashini Bepek Lulav Arov Vishadei Lekicha Kol Echad Ve'echad. So memele, so they said a loshen rabim and the lakicha, so it says a loshen rabim and the lochem. Umidem al binon suka achas l'chol Yisrael. So see, if we are marbe, that one suka is sufficient for kol Yisrael, and I feel you'll say it means shutvim, abashmami nodle doshi l'chol imute shulam. So you can't darsh, that means if you need bailes, so if you need complete bailes, so shutfus also wouldn't be good. So kochel you don't need bailes. Leidoshi, so memeles, so shula would also be good. Leidoshi lecholem mutei shula. Mukmele lemutei gzulem. So the lechem or the lecha of sukkah is coming according to the chachamim to be mamayid ksula. Umiyul kosh agabi tzitzis marbinen de shutfim midachsiv bigdeihem umatinen shula midachsiv kisuscha. So Taisvah says there are stira dikedroshes by tzitzis. One place it says Aloshin Ram, Bigdeya. Another place it says Ksuscho, Aloshin Yochid. So we're Marbe Shutfis, and we're Memayit Sheula. That means that is true. If we'd only say, so there is such a combination. You need some sort of a bailus, not complete bailus, but some sort of a bailus you need. Sheula, there's no bailus whatsoever. Bim kein, so Taisvis asks, I bezoi chanami nidrish ochi, I bezoi, if kola ezach yeshvu besukas, we could, that is mashme, that shutfis is good. It's mashme that shutfis is good. Now it says lecho, so that's true. If it would be lecho alone, I would say shutfis is no good. Now it says kola ezach, so she shutfis is good. So let me say that lecho, so you need some sort of a bailus. And lecho will be mamayit sheula. How do you know to jump? And to say, since shutvis is no good, since shutvis is good, shula is also good. How do you know to say this? And lachos only come to my gzula. Let us say you do not need complete bailus, but you need partial bailus. That says viskasha. Ula peirush akuntris nichem. Val kolachach yoitzin b'sheula b'demabinim suka achas lachol yisro. But according to Rashi is good. Because according to Rashi, since there's less than a shove prutin for anyone, so there's no bailus whatsoever. Al kochach, there's no bailus. So if there's no bailus, al kochach, shul is also good. So then it comes to be mamayim sula. V'teima, fraktaisis Rabbi Lezer, the boy suke shalochem. According to Rabbi Lezer, that he holds that the suke has to belong to the yoishev. So in shnayim yoitzim besuke echad loylam. So two people cannot be yoitzim one suke. Tiyetzorech lechol b'nei abay suke lechol echad v'echad. So it's meichadik. So everyone has their own suke. V'shem ha'ave marbi midrsiv teishvu ke'ein taduru she'echelum leishev yachad besuke achas. That's shan teishvu ke'ein taduru. That means that you need lecho, but the bailus is just like the dire. The house you live in, you live together with your family. So it's malba that the bnei bayis could be together with the bala sukkah. Umash and nogu kol hakol liknais esrig b'shutfis lotzes bay. So now taisvis es sakash. I just said before that shutfis is a stira to lachem. Says it by the Raya from the Gemara in Yeshneichlim, and you that Yeshu with an Esrik shall shoot him. So Taisus asks on the Minika Oilam. The Minik is, Frat Bisman Taisus, they were Mutzlach, if they were Zeicha to have one Esrik in the Stad. So Memele is, how are we Yeitze? Masha Nogu Kolokol Liknes Esrik Beshutvis Lotzis Boi. Daton lahaknois kol echot chelkoi lechaveiroi bisho shohu mevorech al menas lahachzer. So that means there is a common haskome that the kehila possesses one esrik bishutfis. So the das is that when each one will want to be yaitse the esrik, so everyone is makne him their chelik. So Memela, so he has his chalik that he purchased, besides all other chalokim that are given to him, amaton amanas lahachse. The bishvil shenishtata boy, even though he has a chalik, legora, mimaton amanas lahachse, the shmo matone, that means what he has, but what he doesn't have, is a das that each one is giving him their chalik, in order he should be Yaitzeh, and that's how everyone is Yaitzeh. It would perhaps seem from Tosfos, even though no one speaks this out, but there's like a non-sadi that is what is, that when the purchasing is, and the Neslik, they're purchasing Be'oifen Hamoyel, and that's the only way it'll help. So Memela, this understanding, there's a mutual understanding, maybe it's a subconscious understanding for practical purposes, because Taisvis asked it for a kasha. This is a teretz in Taisvis about kaponim. Since the koine ba'if and hamoyel, they want to be yaitz to the mitzvah. So this understanding alone creates to give a bailus to each one when he's yaitz. That's me. I once heard b'shem Toshiva Rabbi Yankov Zechayni Lebroche that someone asked that when one rents the hall from a caterer, does one have to specify that he wants to be kind of the yichud, the cheder ha-yichud, the mokim ha-chupe? So someone told me, Rabbi Yankov had said, it is not necessary, this is understood. You kind of ba'if and amayil. If that's what the chasna needs, well, he's hiring the hall to get married. And that's and you need that the mokim ha-yichud should belong to the chosen. You need that the mokim ha-chupe should belong to the chosen. So Mamela, that is understood, that is in the Kinyan. It would seem a little from Taisvis also like that's understood, that the Kinyan is Ba'if and Hamoyo. Let us go back to the Gemara. The Rabbonon, Hailecho Maido Shibay. Now the Rabbonon said, you don't need, it should be Shaloi, because it says Kola Ezroch. So what did they do? Chagasukis Tasalucho. Miboile Lemute Gzula. That there's a psul of Gzula. You don't need Bailis, but a Suke Gzula is Posel. The Chevza of Gzula is Posel. Avul Shule, a Shule is Kosher, Ksiv Kola Ezroch. The Rabbi Eleza, according to Rabbi Eleza, Rabbi Eleza holds that Shula is also possible. Hai kola ezroch my ovile, mi boile leger shenizgayer bentayim, vekotn shenizgadul bentayim. That the kol ha ezroch, others say pshat kol ha ezroch, kol ha bo lechlal ezroch, yeshu besukis. I mean, someone who came into the ranks of Klal Yisrael, became a Godel, he became a Ger. So when he comes into the ranks, he's Chayim Besukkah. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, because Rabbi Elazar holds, you have to make a Sukkah L'Shivim. So what happens if a person becomes a Godel Be'emtza HaSukkis, or a person is Megaya Be'emtza HaSukkis? So Memele, so he is not making a Sukkah L'Shiva. So forget, that's a Ribui. If a person was able to have a Sukkah L'Shiva and he did not make the Sukkah Tul Chalamoyt, he's not Yoytze. But a person who came into the ranks of Klal Yisrael, Be'emtza Sukkahs, so he's Yoytze with a Sukkah that is not a Sukkah L'Shiva. V'Rabbonon, how did the Rabbonon know this then? Kivin she'amru oisin suke b'chayle shalmoyed le'itzterichcho. They hold there's no b'chlal, there's no din of you need a suke l'shiva. L'chatchila, a person is permitted to make a suke b'chayle shalmoyed, even though it did not make a suke erev sukes. So memele, so according to the Rabbonon, you don't need any special limudim on this. Let us see Rashi. Bintayim b'choyloi shal moyet. B'kotn shan izgadu, somchuloi beis ares b'moyet. B'osa haikol ribuy, shay susuk b'choyloi shal moyet. Mashenke b'mechuyev koydom l'chaim, but it was mechuyev before, k'dam rabbi lazalel, they need a sukkah roi l'shive. V'rabon akim d'am rois in sukkah b'choyloi shal moyet, v'afilo mishem b'chuyev koydom l'chaim. V'loi osa, Su, he also makes a sukkah. So, it's the chayler ibuye. The koshkeno, madach a person who had the opportunity and the chiv to make a sukkah before. Aval peak, and if he didn't make it, he could start making it in chalamoi. Abadi givis a ger who the chiv was chal b'emtza hamoi, the zichik make a sukkah b'emtza hamoi. Look the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana. Maise b'Rabbi Loi shaholach lahagbil p'nei Rabbi Leza Rabbi Belud b'regul. Rabbi Loi went, was Makabal Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Omaloi Eloi, so Rabbi Lezer did not give him a big Baruch Abba, no, he told him he did an Avla. Eincho Mishayv Sei Horegel. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sei Regel the way you should be Mekayim. She Rabbi Lezer Oimel, what was his criticism? She Rabbi Lezer Oimel Meshabeach Aniyas Atzlonim. He praised the Atzlonim. She'einom yoytzim ibotayim beregel. They don't leave their houses beregel. Rechsiv v'samachto ato uveisech. Person is mechui v'sameich ishtoi beregel. And you're not v'sameich ishtoi by leaving her. So memele, so forget, who told you to come to me today? Let us see what Rashi says. Beregel yontev rishin. V'holach etzloi me'erev yontev. He went to Rabbi Lezer from Erev Yontev. He was there Yontev. That means it was Chutz L'Tchum Rashi means, and he was unable to go in Yontev, so that he couldn't go back. We'll see. Like this, he could have gone back to his wife, who was just Amazai Abiko, then there wouldn't be a problem. Einoch Mishayis Fei HaRegel. Hoyel V'lo Yamadeto Bebeisecho Eitzel Ishtecho. Yontev, you have to be with the wife. Mishabeyech Ani Yesu Atzlonim. Even though that what they stay home beregel is not because the regel and the mitzvah the bechlal don't want to move. They're satisfied where they are. Altatzlus. Afal pikein mishabchon ani. There's a very interesting, we hear the similar Gemara and Psochim in the beginning of Mokim Shanogu, the Shamitzon and Beloch Etzechen Zetsu. That means, Be'emeson, you'll give these Atzlonim a questionnaire. Why are you home Yontet? He says, why am I home Yontet? Why should I go away Yontet? No, no, much it involves to pack up and to do. It's a shrek, it's a horror. That's why I'm here Yontet. So he's not doing it l'shem mitzvah whatsoever. Afal pikein, it seems, he has Rashi and Psochim causes a mitzvah shaloi lishmo. It's called a mitzvah shaloi lishmo. He's not doing it l'shem, but the be'etzim, there's a kiyum of a mitzvah. He's home, he's mesameh ishta. He's not doing it because the Rabbi Shalom said he should do it. But there is a kiyum l'mai, so this is a mitzvah shaloi lishmo. And he praised them. They're gaining something for the atzlus. Frag the Gemara, eini for Omar Rab Yitzchok, minayin shechayev odom lahagbol pnei ragbay berekel. So Moshe says, what's pshat? That means you have to be home. You have to be home yontev. There's a mitzvah to lahagbol pnei ragbay berekel. Shenema madua ateleches elov hayoyim. The Bala Shunamis asked her when she went to Elisha, why are you going him today? Loi Chodesh v'loi Shabbos. It's not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. So Memele, so what's the reason? Michlal, the Chodesh v'Shabbos machavinish lagbuli apei Rabbi. One is Mechuyiv to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. Loi Kasha. So Mora says, so how does the Shtimut Rabbi Lezer Shtikteira? Hoda ozul v'osi b'yoyme, hoda ozul v'loy osi b'yoyme. If he can come back, he can kabo p'nei rabbi and come back, so he can be mekayim both of them, kabolas p'nei rabbi and the simcha sachak. But if he can't do it, then there's no chiv to do it. So chiv of simcha sachak. Let us see Rashi. Now there's a kasha that the Mephoshim ask that Abitzrok says as follows, Minayim Shechayb Odom Lahagbol Pnei Rabbi Beregel. שנמא מדוע את הלך הסלב היום לחיידש ולי שבס. מכלל דה בחיידש ושבס מחייבי נשעת בולי אפי רבי. A person is a chayv mekabel pnei rabbi beregel, and he brings a raya, because chaydish v'shabbos shem achuyiv. It's posach beregel, the sayim b'chaydish v'shabbos. It's a very difficult gemara. There are fashidene terutzim on this kasha. The Teferes Yoinesen says as follows, that be'emesen bizman Elisha, the Beis Hamikdash was kayim. So, beregel, be'emesen, there was no chiev, mekabel p'nei rabbi. They were mekabel p'nei shchine, they were oile regel. So they were mekabel the shchine. The chiev, chodesh and Shabbos was, since they were not in Yerushalayim, and they couldn't be mekabel p'nei shchine, so the chiev b'mokim the shchine to go to the rabbi. So the rabbi was ke'en kabolas p'nei shchine. But now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so Mamela Chayiv, or Adam, so Mamela, the Chiyiv Kabbalah Shechina is, you see from them, they weren't Oile Shabbos and Chodesh, they were not, they weren't in Yerushalayim, so the Kabbalah Shechina Shechina was, Aidei Kabbalah Shechina Rabboi. So Mamela, so Bizmaneinu, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So this is b'mokim the Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi. That's what the Teferes Yoinesen says. Moyer de Kipshat. The Turi Evin and other Meforshim want to say that Shabbos means regel. Because it's modna. Why say le'chaydish le'shabbos? Shabbos is toder. And chaydish is not, so it should have been magdish, it should have magdin Shabbos le'chaydish, le'shabbos le'chaydish. So basically, Shabbos there's no chiyuv. No, like chaydish is amoyed. Chaydish is amoyed. Kora leimoyed, and below Shabbos it means the regel. That's how others say pshat. That's how the Turi Evin says pshat. The Magen Avraham says that like the Mr. Modna with Agirs and the Magen Avraham and Simen Shenal wants to say that by Chodesh v'Regel there's a mitzvah, and by Chodesh and Shabbos there's a mitzvah, and by Regel there's a chiyuv. But Rosh Na Gemara Shem, Michlal de Bechodesh v'Shabbos Mechay Bin Yishlag Bulei Apei Rabbi, Gemara v'Yistachoyis that there's a chiyuv and Chodesh v'Shabbos also. I don't know, like the Magen Avraham. Tana Rabbonu. Maise b'Rabbi Lezer sheshovas b'golil ha'elyoin b'sukose shol yechanin b'Rabbi Loi b'kisri. Rabbi Lezer sheshovas means he once was Shabbos, a Shabbos, b'golil ha'elyoin b'sukose shol yechanin b'Rabbi Loi b'kisri. V'omri lo b'kisaryein. V'igia chamo l'sukit. And the sun started shining on the sukkah, started penetrating the schach, started getting hot. Oh, Maloi. So Rabbi Yechna and Rabbi Loi asked Rabbi Lezer, Ma'al she'efresh ale asad. Am I permitted to spread over the schach asadim? Kis le'asadim b'nei hachamo. He wants to spread over asadim. The shayla was, Shabbos the kishayla. He's Moisef on the oil aroy. This is an oil here already, and he's heading up. Omaloi, so Rabbi Lezer changed the conversation. Ein lecho kol shevet v'shevet mi Yisrael, shloi hemed mi menu shevet. So we'll see later in the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer did not want to tell others, to paskin for others, something that he did not hear mirabbi ad Moshe Rabbeinu. For himself, the Eitzel says that he did. There were shailas which arose, and he did not have a kabbalah on them from his rebbe, so he figured it out himself. He was able to figure out the paskin for himself. He would paskin, but for others. He didn't want to paskin. If he doesn't have a Messiah on this, he didn't want to paskin for others. No, but he told them, so you have a problem, so you could also paskin. For yourself, you're asking me a shayla, so it's negay yourself. So you should paskin for yourself.
Ein lecha kol shevet v'shev misosh lo yhemid memeno shevet. Every shevet can have a shevet. So you can paskin for yourself. Can zveren arof hazichalein. I don't have to paskin for you. You can paskin yourself. That's what he told him. And that's the, but Agavuch, he told him that each shevet is roi to be a shevet. But meet shevet. Yeah. But he didn't take the hint, and he didn't do anything yet. Igia chambala chatzi sukkah. Now it came to half of the sukkah, but the sun was shining. Omalai, so he told him, ein lecho kol shevet v'shevet, yisrosh lo yotze memenu nevim. Shevet Yehuda ben Yamin, hamidu melochim api nevim. So here the Mephoshim say, also the same thing. I think the Ochanel says this. You can't be a shevet, but you know, you should think your svaris. The Gemara says in Psochim, im einom neviim, heim b'nei neviim. Klal Yisrael knows what to do. So you're not a shevet, but you're not a pesek hader, but use your svar and think yourself what to do. Yeah. Higia chamo lemal galoysov shel Rabbi Elazar. Then the sun started shining on the feet of Rabbi Elazar. Notol Yochanan Sadin, Upiri Sholel. Then he asked any shailas. Then he went and spread over the sun. So the Ben Yehuda asked, very modern. Before he was asking a shaila, he didn't know. And now all of a sudden Rabbi Elazar is getting hot. So now he puts the sadin. So the Ben Yehuda says that his whole shaila was, he held its mutter to be moisif an oil aroi, but the suffix was maybe it's only permissible when one is suffering tar already from the sun, then it's permissible. Mokim tar that he knew his mutter, he didn't need Rabbi Elazar for that. When the sun started shining, it was before that matzah, then he had a suffix, are you permitted, aren't you permitted? That was the shakl of Italia. But now it's a zichon shaila. Yeah. Hivshil Rabbi Elazar talisei lachere v'yotza. So Rabbi Elazar said he did it for him, because he did not want that it should seem that Rabbi Elazar's maskim to this. But Samamele Vyotso. He went out. Let us see Rashi. Mao Yitoshi Bisukashi Hyoyachni the Kami Porich Omar Abilazam Shabeham Yesatzlonim. So what was he doing over here in Golil? Ma Shevrusala Sadim Latzel Shulay Tishuzovko Hashemesh, we shouldn't get burned from the sun. Mi osa mishum moisef aloi aloi b'shabes aloi. Ein lechol kol shevet isi ila davarach. He started speaking about another topic. Zemrina lekamon shlei oma dovo echod shlei shoma mipi rabbi. Never said anything that he never heard from his rebbe. He didn't want to paskin for him. He didn't want to tell him, I don't know. Because that's not true. He did know. He figured out himself. So Memele didn't want to tell him his reasons either. He didn't want to tell him his anhogas either. So Memele, so we started speaking about a different topic. And Amasko Yodin. Shlehemit Shoifet Mashiach is Yisrael. Oysan Shahoyu Mishemesh Yeshua Ba'at Shmuel. Shemoshach Shol Lemelech. He says, from Yeshua to Shol, there was a melech that was shoftim. Yeshua, me Ephraim, Ehud, me Binyamin, Gidon, me Menashe, Arei, me Bnei Rochel. Shimshain, me Don, Borik, me Kodesh, me Naftali, and me Bnei Bila, Abtsan, Zaboyis, me Yehuda, Eli, me Levi, Taylo, me Yisocha, Eilo, Nazvuloini, me Zvulon, Eilo, me Poroshim. Now we have Klo. But these shaftim were from these shvatim. Vasniel, the Yiftach, the Shamga, the Yor, the Avdin, the Yadati, Shemeshiftaim, Brumishim and God, Boshel, the Matsosim, the Foolish. Igia chamo, mispashetes, miskareves etzlo. The song started coming closer. Volochim api neviim, shol v'dovid api shmu. V'yotso shelo yoimru hiter asadova. Zog the Gemara weiter. Loi mipnei sheifligo bedvorem. At tamazoi, he didn't want to teach him anything. He was shifligo bedvorem. Amnei shloi oma dovo shloi shoma mipira b'lo ilo. What does Rashi say? Loi mipnei sheifligo bedvorem. Ma sheisil ledavarach. That way he changed the subject. Loi fligo mimeno letchoisoi shloi lelam dey teire niskaven. He didn't want to teach him teire. Elo shloi oma dovo. Frag de Gemore for Omar Rabeleza and Yaitzi Misuke Lesuke that you're not allowed to go from one sukkah to another sukkah. Now he lived in Lud, and how could he stay by him in Kisrin? We went to a different sukkah. Shabbos he was in Kisrin. Because they say, Sheshobat Begololo in Shabbos. But the other days he was someplace else. So how could you go from one sukkah to another sukkah? Because it was his regul acharavoy. It wasn't sukkahs. It was shvuahs. They sat in a sukkah because it was comfortable. Frag the Gemara, v'omar Rabbi Lezer, m'shabeach ani es atzlonim, shem yoitzim mibotein beregul. What was he doing away from home? And the Gemara, Shabbos avoy. It wasn't a Yom Tov either, it was Shabbos. Shabbos is no chiev of Simcha lebeisai. Let us see Rashi. Yaitzim besukah besukah vechaniach Shabbos shebeseich haregel es sukah soy shoyse belut shoye dol belut kedesan yache belezel belut regelache hoye kegoy natzeres v'yoyshem besukah mishamavi. It was airy. The Maritz Chayis in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Bey, says, Esk Sakashe, that Rabbi Lezer was Belut. So, what's Pshat Maisi b'Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yeshua? What was he doing in Bnei Brak, Rabbi Lezer? What was the, he has a wife? He has to be Meshabech Nisa Satzlonim. What was he doing in Bnei Brak? Magolus Hayom and Sanhedrin wants to say that there's a Psa Mishneh that once from Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua were coming on a ship, Erev Pesach. So it could be he got stuck in a ship and he couldn't get home. So that's why maybe they all ended up in Bnei Brak. Okoponim, so here the Gemara says that here it wasn't Yontif, it was a Shabbos tak, a Shabbos mitten yo. Frag the Gemara, what's this whole shaila of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loi asked them a shaila, is one permitted to make an ayol haroi? He's not permitted to make an ayol haroi. Yes, Rabbi Lezer, but if shalom yididei, it's not, we learned pekaka haloin. If there's a pekaka chaloin, something that stuffs up a chaloin, it seals a chaloin. Rabbi Lezer Omer, bizman shekosho v'toli poikikim boy. So that means, if this stuffer, this steamer, is tied together to the wall, and it's hanging, so it's called, like, this is a chelik of the bayis. So by putting it into the window, to slice him the window, taking it out, that's not called binyan ustire, because that's part of the, that's a chelik of the bayis. Just like one is permitted to open a door and shut a door, since the door is attached to the house, it's not called boine usoisa, it's not called moisef ala binyan. So if this pekak is kosher, it's tied to the wall, and hanging from the wall. One can see it's hanging. It's not on the ground. You can see it's hanging from it. It's kosher v'toli. So boike can boy. So you could use it. Then it is permissible. Then it's not called boine. Vim lav ain't boike can boy. V'chomim oimim benkach v'benkach boike can. So the chachomim hold that a steam is aroi is permissible. And we see Rabbi Lezer holds that it's also. Let us see Rashi. Betiv shid lay medidei, shaloi tivchis ala asadim, da shaloi isa baloi laroi, shekosha vetoli sham kosha, poikikim boi, kima de misukim boi medlakar, enze lay boine veloi moisif. It's not considered a boine, and not considered a moisif ala binyin. People have been poikikim boi, the moisif who al stima soil is moisif on what the oil is mild. He's adding on to the stima. So the Gemara answers, Hosam hu de mevatel, a pekak is mevatel it to the chaloin. So there's an isataka of binyan. Avolochad le mevatel, but here he's just putting a sadin. What remained there, the sadin won't remain there. So mevatel, that it could be is permissible. Hosam mevatel like pekak legabi chaloin. Then it becomes part of the koisel. This remains a steamer. Hilkach havi moisif. This is called his moisif al ha'oil. His moisif al ha'binyin because it becomes part of the wall. Avos sadin anan sadid le mevatale le gabi suk. You see how that mevatale le gabi suk. Besoifer litloi. Hilkach le pshita le rabbi lezer lavi moisif. So it's not poshed according to rabbi lezer. This is considered a moisif. Al ha'oil, some mail. That's why he has the mashayim. It could be poishit from kaka chaloin, which is a bittul to the kaisa. Tana rabona, maise b'rabi lezo, sheshavas begolil ha'oyoin, shalu shloishim alochis b'ulchesukit. He was questioned 30 alochis. Shteim esrei omalahem shamati. And 12 he said, I heard them. Shmoina osa omalahem loy shamati. Whatever you know, he just said, this I heard. And this I didn't hear. So they asked him, whatever you know, it's only from what you hear. You don't have a mind of your own. Omalehem is kaktuni loimer dovo. Shaloi shamati mi pi raboisai. You're forcing me to tell you something. Shaloi shamati mi pi raboisai. There's two lashonos in the marsho here. Either what he told them was his own anhoge, not what he heard mi pi raboisai. What's beloshin to me, he's telling him, you want I should tell you something, shamati mi pi raboisai? But Emerson the Yinyakiv explains the Mechuvin of here was as follows, that they were choshet him. He said, Loi shamati. So it seems that, so that would be moira that is, he didn't learn too good. They be choshet him. Shaloi yechoshet b'ksheirim, shaloi torach, b'hisatzel b'beis ha-medrash. This I heard, this I didn't hear. Kumach hain, kumach morgen, once he was there, once he wasn't there. So that's why he had to tell them his hanhoges. Miyomai loikodmani odom bebeis hamedrash. Number one, you should know that I was always in the beis medrash. No one ever came before me. Lo yoshanti bebeis hamedrash, lo shinas kvab, lo shinas ahoy. So if something was said in the beis hamedrash, it would be impossible that I shouldn't hear it, because I never slept in the beis hamedrash. Lo hinachti odom bebeis hamedrash, lo yotzosi. And I never left the beis hamedrash with one person in it. So again, whatever was said in the beis hamedrash, I was aware of it. V'loisachti sichas chulin, and I never spoke in my life sichas chulin. Sometimes I could be in the Beis HaMedrash, and I was busy talking, and they said something else. No, v'loisachti sichas chulin, v'loyamarti, v'loisamameles, I'm telling you, so, but that, but I can't tell. When I say loishamati, v'loyamarti dovo, shloishamati mipi rebi mireilu. But I never said over, you mentioned before from the Yoitz, I never paskin for someone, something which was not, which lo shamati merebi. Let us see Rashi. Ein an elo mi pi ha shmua. with me, you only can say things what you heard. Is kaktuni kloime taskikuni loime dova agid lochem es midoisai. I'll explain to you bezu achas mehem. Explain you, this is one of my midis. Sichas chulon divu avoyis choyk kloime mashe sofik biyodi. Now what I don't know, loy mitnei sheloy torachti becholeila. Fi efshel shamur abayisai dova bebeis hamedrash loy shamati. Whatever was said, I heard. But what I didn't know, I won't tell you. That's my midah. Zok the Gemara weiter. So to ask, we had before, one should be nizah b'sichas chulin shal tamidei chachamim. What is loisachti sichas chulin? So to say, because Rav Lezer didn't hold his Talmud Chochem, so Mamele, so therefore he held better not to speak sichas chulin. Amru olav Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai miyomov loisach sichas chulin leholach dalet ames beloi teire ubeloi tefillin. Loi kodmoi odom bebeis hamedrish, loi yoshen bebeis hamedrish, loi shinas kva, loi shinas haroi. Afal Pikain, he was so dovuk and teire, Afal Pikain b'lei hire b'mevois hametun ofis. He was able to control himself, that even though he was so dovuk and teire, when he came to mevois hametun ofis, he was not mahara. B'lei hiniach odom b'beis hamedrish v'yotze. He would never leave over someone at the beis hamedrish and leave the beis hamedrish. B'lei mitzoi odom yoishev v'doimen. And a person never saw him sitting and he was quiet. And the Maharsha says, I'm Meir de Kizach. The Maharsha says, what shat Yoshe v'daimen? A man is a shvera Rambam. So you sit and you think and you're quiet. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not have time for this. He was busy chazering. A Meir de Kizach. He didn't have time for this. Whatever he said, chaim heim lemoitzeim, lemoitzeim bepiv, whatever he had to think, he said it out loud. You can never see him thinking without speaking. Lemotzoi odom yoyshe v'doimim ele yoyshe v'shoine. Yoyshe v'shoine is, was kasei dechazari. Leiposach odom delis l'talmidov. Elohu ba'atzmoim. No one ever opened up the door from the Beis Medrash, Elohu Ba'atzmai. It's a very difficult Gemara. What's pshat? So, the Ben Yoda wants to say something very interesting. The Ben Yoda wants to say that, by day the door of the Beis Medrash was open. By night they used to close the door, and, used to be a shamish there, but the shamish used to go to sleep. So if someone wanted to come into the Beis Medrash at night, Rabbi Yechon would be the first to run to the door that they shouldn't wake up the shamish. Lo posach odom delos al tamidav lohu ba'atzmoy. Lo omar dovosh lo shoma mipi rabbi lo meyoylom. He never said something shlo shoma mipi rabbi. Loi Omar higia eis lamid bebeis hamedrash. He never said it's time to leave the beis medrash. Chutz mei arbe psochim v'arbe yem ha-kippurim. Chenei Rebbe Lezer tamidai noig achot. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Puloi teire v'loi girse. He was always chazering. Shaya hoilech v'shoine tamid. Chutz mi arvei psochim mipnei asiyas pischeyem. So that was, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived bizman abayis, and he lived after the zman abayis also. So what's chutz mi arvei psochim abayis? A little after the zman abayis, he also told them, he was mevatel the beis medrash. Ne'ati noikesh shelo yishnu. The lashon is very unclear. I mean, l'chayre, Rashi means to say, he told them to get up. That's what Rashi says in Psochem. He told them to get up to make sure that the Tinoikis go to sleep by day, Shlo Yishnu Balaylo. So that's why he was mevatel the Beis Medrash. Taisus and Psochem asked Sakasha, why does the husband have to go home for that? The wife can take care of it. Okay, about Kaponim, that's what Rashi says. Ve'erev yom ha'kippurim, she'tzarech lechel mi'ba'oyyoyim.